In this world, I fried almost everything, and I'm happy to see there's nothing like religion in the good old-fashioned way. I'm walking the old-time way, and I want the world to know that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There is nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking the old time, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I own. There are many things I would like to obey as my journey I pursue. I've longed to be a leader like a mortal man who do. I'd like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow, but I would rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. That I would rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There is nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I would rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Oh, the world is bright since I got right. Now I sing and pray and shout. All my burdens have been lifted since the Savior brought me out. I'll tell the world from the end as I travel here below that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. That I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know.
God bless you, brethren. This is Pastor Albert Matembe from Zimbabwe. I want to appreciate you all for the weekly daily devotion that we've gone through on the subject of truth. And we thank the Lord for his grace. I thank you for your prayers and your encouragement, all of which build us together. John chapter 8, verse 31, if we can turn to that scripture and hear what the Bible says. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Brethren, the scriptures are being clear on what gives freedom. When you know and believe Christ Jesus, you are no more in bondage. You are no more under the law. The law was crucified together with Jesus Christ that day on Calvary. Jesus Christ came on this planet earth to set you free. In the beginning of John chapter 8, the scribes and the Pharisees came to Jesus with that woman who had been caught red-handed and in the act of adultery. And according to the law of Moses, such people would not be spared at all, but rather stoned to death. They would face the death sentence. They would pay the price with their own life. Yes, they were to be stoned to death. But Christ Jesus saved that woman from the death sentence. Glory be to God. Knowing Christ Jesus, who is the truth, is receiving life and life eternal. Peter the Apostle in Acts chapter 4, from verse number 10 to 12, as he was preaching to the Sanhedrin, a group which composed of the Jewish rulers and elders and scribes, and among them was Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and many, a panel of such a highly proud people of those days, who were very prominent in Jerusalem. Telling them in the face, he said, "Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole." Praise God. "This is the stone which has set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." Amen. Brethren, get me right. There's no other name, not a name of one's church or in prominent person, prophet, president, religious organization, all other religious organizations, and even Islam to include. Yes, sir. They have no place here. Brethren, upon hearing such bold preaching from Apostle Peter, the Sanhedrin was tongue-tied. And in Acts 4, verse 16, they talked amongst themselves, saying, "What shall we do to this man? For that indeed a notable miracle that had been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it." The news about this man who was made to walk spread like wildfire in Jerusalem and even further. None could conceal this news about this great miracle done among the people, done in Jerusalem. Praise God. About the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who made the lame to walk. This was done by the people who believed the truth about the salvation which we get in Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sing with me this chorus here. What kind of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. 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 He made the lamb to walk. Hallelujah. What kind of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. What kind of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the dumb to speak. Hallelujah. What kind of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the dead to rise. Hallelujah. What kind of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. Praise God. Indeed, these were the miracles being done by Jesus Christ, the man whom we have believed in. Verse 18 of Acts chapter 4 continues. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God. Judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Brethren, let's do likewise. No one on planet Earth should try to stop us from preaching the truth. Presidents and kings, they should realize that truth takes preeminency. When King Nebuchadnezzar tried his fortunes to stop the truth, he lost the battle. His generals were burned to death instead, while Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were walking freely in the flames of fire. Jesus was seen walking with them. Daniel chapter 3, verse 28, as Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged God, said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies, that they might not save nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort." There you are, brethren. Truth prevailed. In Daniel chapter 6, another king by the name Darius tried it again. Yes, sir. He tried it again. Him and his government made a decree that banned worshipping and praying to another god besides theirs. But Daniel could not swallow that. Because of standing for the truth, they threw him in the lion's den. But the lions could not touch him. The lions indeed respected Daniel and could not kill him neither. Neither could they attempt to do any harm to him. Upon seeing that, you know, King Darius indeed had overturned the previous decree, he annulled it and issued one which then would support the truth which Daniel stood for. Daniel 6, verse 25 to 27 has these words to say: "Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all earth, peace be multiplied unto thee. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble in fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that we shall not be destroyed. And his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions." Brethren, this is the same faith and truth that we uphold. Amen. Truth prevails anywhere, anytime, anyhow, irregardless of the resistance it can face. Praise God. Reverend William Branham, in his message called "God Hiding Himself in Simplicity," preached in the evening of 12th April 1963, he echoed these words: "I see his truth. He's the way, the truth, the light, life, accepted to all, while it's falling on others, while it's on others, accept it. It's falling around, around and round the pillars. I'm not excited, I'm telling you the truth. Glory." That's right. God bless you richly, brethren. Our week's devotion on truth ends here. Thank you so much for taking time to listen to me. But remember, this is not me as SBC, but the Holy Ghost in me. Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost comes, it will lead you unto all the truth. God bless you. Thank you very much.